Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the Boar Knight,
Martha Waffle, where are you? Ollie Ollie Oxen. Ah! Oh, it's you again. You gave me a fright. You should really call ahead. But since you're here, perhaps you can help. I've been riding my six-wheel bicycle all over Floosville looking for Waffle and Martha. You see, I have a super sneaky, super brilliant plan to get them to actually do some work around here. But first, I have to find them. Let me try my bike bell. They love my bike bell. Martha Waffle! Where could they be? Well, let me tell you about my super sneaky, super brilliant plan. I'm going to get Martha and Waffle to battle each other for a prize. They'll be so busy competing with each other, they won't even notice that the battle is actually work. I am a genius. Yes, you are, Mr. Snooze. Well, thank you, Mr. Snooze. And I... Who put marbles on the road?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Snooze, that was us.
We were seeing if Waffle could balance on one leg on a fish while holding a big jar of marbles.
The answer is no. Can I ring your bell?
Well, although they hurt, I'm glad to have found you, because I happen to have a special challenge for you two.
Really?
We're listening.
Okay, well, here is the challenge. In the next 3 hours, whichever one of you can move the most fizz bars from the Fizz-O-Matic machine over there to the swoosh tubes over there will receive a prize.
Ooh, what kind of prize?
Is it a cheese hat?
You have to win to find out. But I can tell you this much. It's a very cool prize.
A cool prize? I love cool prizes. They're so cool. I'm in.
Me too. I want that cheese hat.
Don't even bother, Waffle. I'm going to win that prize, and then I'm going to dance the I Won Polka.
I can't believe you brought the polka into this.
Yeah, that was too far. Sorry, Waffle. I got carried away by the competition.
I get it. The promise of cheese hats can do that to a fizzy.
Are you ready?
Ready, Freddy.
Set to go, Sloppy Joe.
On your marks, get set. Stop ringing my bell, Waffle.
Oh, right. Set to begin, Tony Gwynn.
Ready to roll, Taco Bowl.
On your marks, get set, go. And that's the lake. The Fizz-O-Matic machine is that way.
Oh, right. I'm gonna win, Waffle.
That prize is mine, Martha!
My plan is working perfectly. They'll be hauling those fizz bars for delivery in no time. I think I'm gonna ride around Lake Fizzy to the swoosh room and just wait and see which one of them is the first to arrive. There's nothing like a nice bike ride to enjoy being a genie. I forgot about the marbles.
Oh, hey, Martha. What's up?
Hurry, Sparky. I need you to give me as many fizz bars as you can. I'm gonna fill my pouch with them and then run them over to the swoosh tubes.
Really? You never help out like that. That would be great.
Not so fast, Sparky. I also need Fizzbaz to run over to the tubes. I also will put them in my pouch.
You don't have a pouch, Waffle.
Oh, right. Then I guess I'll put them in my mouth.
Well, hey, I've got enough Fizzbaz to fill a pouch and a mouth. Here you go, Martha.
Oh, these are heavy.
And here you go, Waffle.
Yeah, thanks, Sparky. Now, Waffle, eat my dust. Look at me go. I'm fast. I'm lightning. I'm faster than lightning. I'm pooped. Whew. Why is running suddenly so hard? Oh, wait, I know. It's because I'm carrying all of these Fizzbaz. The extra weight is slowing me down. Maybe I should just eat one or two and lighten the load. That was tasty. I'm so light now that I am totally going to beat Waffle. Wait, where is Waffle? Did he go the other way around the lake? Huh. I better eat a few more for extra speed just in case his way is shorter. I don't want to lose to Waffle.
A bunch fell out of my mouth. I better go back and get them. That's gonna cost me 0.5 seconds. Okay, let's think here. You know what? Instead of my mouth, I'll use my armpits to hold the Fizzbaz. There we go. Back to Speed Town. Shoot, dropped one. Why aren't armpits on top of your arms so they can hold stuff better? That's gonna cost me another 5 seconds. Okay, got it. Speed City, here I dropped them all. Well, that's disappointing. This isn't going to work. You know what I need to do? Take a quick dip in Lake Fizzy to clear my head and make a new plan. But no silliness, all business. After all, this competition is serious. Cannonball!
So that's my plan, Luther. Isn't it brilliant?
I don't know. Waffle and Martha are hard to predict.
Not for a genius like me. In fact, here they come, right? Oh, it's just you. I was expecting Martha and Waffle. You know what? There's no need to panic. It does take a while to get from the Fizz-O-Matic machine to the swoosh room without a bike. After all, they've got to run all the way around Lake Fizzy to get here. Let's take a quick break to let my brilliant plan work. But hurry back. You don't want to miss who gets here first.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm sorry to say, but Martha and Waffle haven't made it here yet, and they've had a lot of time. Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm fizzing. Is it possible that my plan isn't as brilliant as I thought? No, of course not. It's a brilliant plan, after all. I'm the mayor, and you cannot be an elected official without being a genius. But just in case, I'm going to hop on my bike and ride over to... Why are there marbles in here, too?
Oh, yeah. Martha and Waffle were in here this morning playing with marbles.
The 120th Fizzbar I ate was way better than the 119th Fizzbar I ate. So mathematically, that means the 121st Fizzbar I eat will be even better. I better eat it for mathematical purposes. Oh, wait! Uh-oh. I ate all the Fizzbars I had! Hey! Who's that fizzy in the lake? Waffle? Is that you, Waffle?
Martha, it's great to see you!
I feel like it's been ages! Did you get taller?
I think I did gain a few inches. I've really been dedicated to my workout plan since I saw you this morning.
Where's your buddy that you always hang out with?
Martha? You're the buddy I'm always hanging out with.
Oh, right. I forgot.
You know, I don't know if you noticed, but it's great cannonball weather.
Oh, you are right. Cannonball! I needed that. Carrying fizzy bars is really hard work.
I agree. You know, it's strange. Usually, any task I'm given, I easily figure out the best way to do it. But today has just been different for some reason.
Totally! I usually never do anything wrong, but today I keep making mistakes. I wonder why.
Wait, I got it.
Got what? A fizz bar? Because I've only had 120 today and I am starving!
Nope, I've got the reason why this competition has been so hard for us. We're working alone, when usually we work together as a team.
Waffle, you're right! We are awesome as a team!
Hey, since we're awesome as a team, I think we should work together on this challenge!
We totally should!
Oh, look at that! Franny is using her nose hose over there!
Nice work, Franny! You know, the problem is that it's so hard to travel all the way around the lake to get to the tubes.
I agree. Perhaps we could improve our armpits somehow.
Or what if we didn't have to use our armpits at all?
You lost me.
Don't worry. I have a brilliant plan.
Whoa, you sprayed us with your nose hose, Franny!
Do it again!
Where are Martha and Waffle, Luther? If we don't get our shipment of fizz bars up to Pflugerville soon, it'll be a disaster.
I don't know. Maybe your plan didn't work.
How could it not work? My plan was brilliant. Don't mock me, Luther. That's rude.
That wasn't me. It sounded like Martha.
A little to the left. Now drop anchor.
Anchor dropped, Waffle.
You're right. That is Martha and Waffle. They're down by the lake. What are they doing down by the lake? I better hop on my bike and go check. I hope it doesn't hurt to pedal a six-wheeled bike with an injured pinky toe. Owie, owie. Owie. It does. Owie. Owie. Owie.
Ahoy, Mr. Schnooze. Listen to this boat horn.
Martha and Waffle, are you unloading hundreds of fizz bars from a boat?
Yep. Want a fizz bar? Or 30 fizz bars, Mr. Schnooze? I've had 142. Oh, right. 143. But don't worry. I did it for math.
I don't understand. You're working together. What happened to the competition?
Well, at first we were competing, just like you said.
But it didn't work. Fizz bars are too tasty to run with.
And the armpit isn't as good at holding food as you might think.
So we decided to work together. We put on our thinking hats.
I look great in hats.
And then I came up with a brilliant plan to transport fizz bars with a boat across Lake Fizzy instead of carrying them all the way around it.
It saves time and energy and has a horn. Have you heard the horn?
So let me get this straight. My brilliant plan didn't work, but your brilliant plan did?
Yeah. Wait, are you mad at us?
Would it make you less mad if I let you toot the horn?
No, Waffle and Martha, I'm not mad at you. I'm just, honestly, impressed by you. You've successfully transported fizz bars at record speed. Your boating system will improve production significantly.
Does that mean we win?
Should we prepare to do the Wee One Polka?
Oh, here's how I see it. I promised a prize to whichever one of you got here first. But you teamed up, which makes you both, well, you're both winners.
We both win!
Yay!
Polka party!
Hey, now, hold on. Even though you two have won, I only have one prize. You'll have to share it. Is that okay?
That's super okay, Mr. Schnooze. We always share everything anyway.
That's what a winning team does.
Alrighty then. Without further ado, I present to you the newest fizzy food product, Fizzy Chewing Gum. It's not just delicious. It lets you blow bubbles that lift you off the ground.
Whoa! That is a cool prize.
Oh, I love a good bubble. Let me try. Okay.
Waffle, you're doing it! You're floating off the ground! Keep going!
I did it! I flew! But now there's gum stuck in my fur. That was already a pretty large amount of gum in there.
That was so cool! What's it like floating?
Oh, it's magical, Martha. The air is so clean, 6 inches above your head. The views are gorgeous. You have to try it.
Okay, here I go.
You're floating, Martha. You're like a majestic butterfly. Now, not so much.
I got gum in my antlers.
Here, let me help you get it out.
Well, look at that. Even though my plan didn't work as planned, Martha and Waffle did end up working. Which actually was the plan. My goodness, that's confusing. Well, what matters is that the fizz bars got to the swoosh tubes, which means Pflugerville will get its fizz bars, and Pflugerville will keep on running like a fine-tuned six-wheel bicycle. Who would have thought that Waffle and Martha would be the ones whose plan actually turned out to be brilliant? I guess they're smarter than I thought.
Uh-oh, the gum in my fur is stuck to the gum in your antlers.
Ah! We're stuck!
And you know what? So are you. Go find more great shows by searching for Bobby Wonder or Lucy Wow wherever you get your podcasts. Now that is truly smart.
Go, kid, go.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do. That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.